I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, tribal leaders warn of possible Bureau of Indian Affairs staffing cuts, and Pueblo Isleta Head Start funding is at risk as gaming revenues decline. These are your stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. Tribal leaders are raising concerns about a possible overhaul of the Bureau of Indian Affairs that could lead to more staff cuts. During a congressional hearing last week, National Congress of American Indians President Mark Macaro warned lawmakers a proposed reorganization could reduce positions critical to delivering funding and services to tribal nations. He says the plan is moving forward without meaningful consultation. Macaro told lawmakers, quote, "This action has been done without consultation with tribal nations and without the consideration of the impact it will have on the delivery of programs and services," end quote. A recent Government Accountability Office report found workforce reductions have already caused delays and left gaps in services across Indian country. Federal officials say the changes are intended to improve efficiency, but tribal leaders warn the impacts could be far-reaching. The Pueblo Isleta could lose federal funds for its Head Start program because online betting and prediction markets are hurting the tribe's gaming revenues. U.S. Representative Gabe Vasquez for New Mexico met with tribal leaders last week to discuss the importance of preserving early education programs on sovereign native lands. KUNM's Jeanette Didios has more. And I'm Jill Freitas.